Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of October, Sunday morning. It's about a little after 3:30 in the morning here. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. It's cool off in Pineville. It's about 64 degrees up here. Very nice. This is my favorite time of the year, fall. Fall and spring. Fall is a time of harvest. Fall is a time of change. The leaves are changing on the trees and preparation for winter. Well, what is it that contrasts man from God? Well, there's many things, but one of the big things is Christ's word is sure, it forever stands. Many today will give you their word of things they are going to do, but many times we find out what they've said just is not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Well, you know, there's a lot of hoopla over NASA, which, by the way, was started by an occultist. They call it rocket science. Now we have this Space Force, which Trump created. So if we didn't have enough of NASA, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. God hath chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why man looks so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again, but this is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. This spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford, but Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, you know, a lot of people today spend a lot of money on insurance. They have life insurance, car insurance, health insurance, fire insurance, theft insurance, you know, loss of income insurance, crop insurance, flood insurance. The only real insurance is what Christ provides for you. If you're one of his people, predestined and blood-bought, freely pardoned and forgiven and by the Holy Spirit taught. The greatest insurance plan is eternal life, which God gave his people before time began. You know, we look at science today, I should say so-called science, and it's really quite a joke. False science promotes Darwin and evolution, saying things are getting better and better. All we need to do is look at our own physical constitution and see entropy and decay. We look in the mirror and we see evolution is a lie. The earth is not evolving into something better, it will be destroyed by fire. The only thing that Christians have to look forward to is our home in heaven, where all will be peace and bliss and rest for the forgiven. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be focused on Thee. For I know in myself there is nothing good in me. But I know that You died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice. And through Your blood, God's conditions were met. So with my words and thoughts, may I ever thankful be and express to the world what You mean to me. For I had no hope at all until Your Holy Spirit breathed Your breath of life into this dead man and saved me for eternity. Oh, what suffering You went through when You died upon the cross, separated from Your Father so my soul would not suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship Your majestic name. Why You showed mercy and grace to the likes of me, an undeserving wretch worthy of only hell, but with Your abounding love for which I cannot tell. Gave Your Son for me on the rugged tree to grant eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank You for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. Wonderful grace. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into His family from the beginning into the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing He did for you and me, to send His Son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave His only Son and now we sing thanks to Calvary and with our soul all things are well. A million years from now we will still be praising Him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. Well, we've heard the King is coming all our lives amidst this turmoil and this strife. We anticipate Him coming at any time and hear Him say, "Well done, my child," and knowing everything is fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for His return and always share the gospel, and our candle always burn. Because of His Holy Spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until He comes, splitting the eastern skies. Well, the last one I'm going to read today is entitled "The Blood of Christ." What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation. Forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus would never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, "My redemption is already fulfilled." May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.